Welcome to AI and Us, People, Business and the Everyday, the podcast that brings you all the important news on how artificial intelligence is reshaping the world, business and everyday life. And now, coming to you from the City of London, here is your host, Fidelis Ngedi.
Welcome back to Insightful AI Conversations. I'm Fidelis Ngedi. If you're tuning in after last week's deep dive into the BBC's legal standoff with Perplexity, you know we're not afraid to get into the messy, high-stakes corners of the AI world. Today, though, we're shifting gears to the boardroom because, wow, the power plays in AI this week are something else. Let's start with Grammarly. You probably know them for their writing assistant, but now they're making a big move. Acquiring Superhuman, the email app that's all about speed and productivity. The idea? Build a comprehensive AI productivity suite. So not just fixing your grammar, but managing your emails, writing, and who knows what else, all powered by AI. It's like they're trying to become the Swiss Army knife for knowledge workers. I mean, I remember when productivity suite just meant Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Now, it's AI everywhere, all the time. And then there's Apple. They're reportedly in talks with both OpenAI and Anthropic to supercharge Siri. If you've ever yelled at your phone because Siri just didn't get it, well, you're not alone. Apple's looking to bring advanced generative AI features to Siri and iPhones, which could finally close the gap with rivals. They're not ditching their own AI, but they're hedging their bets, looking for that extra edge. It's a classic Apple move. Keep your options open, partner, when it makes sense, and always try to leapfrog the competition. Now, here's the one that really caught my eye. Google's deal with Commonwealth Fusion Systems, an MIT spin-off. Google's buying Commercial Fusion Energy, aiming for 200 megawatts by the early 2030s to power their data centers. That's not just a green energy play, it's a bet that the future of AI will need way more power than we can get from traditional sources. I gotta say, this reminds me of the early days in finance, when a big bank would suddenly pivot, like out of nowhere. They'd buy a tech company or invest in some wild infrastructure project. Everyone would scratch their heads, but a few years later, you'd see the logic. These moves can reshape entire industries, and in AI, the stakes are even higher. If Google pulls this off, they're not just running faster models, they're changing the energy game for everyone. So, whether it's productivity tools, voice assistants, or the literal power grid, the big players are making moves that'll ripple out for years. And honestly, it's hard not to get a little excited and maybe a bit nervous about where all this is heading. Now, let's talk policy, because while the tech giants are making bold bets, the rules of the game are shifting too. The US Senate just struck down the federal ban on state-level AI regulation. That's a mouthful, but what it means is states can now make their own AI rules, no more waiting for Washington to set a single standard. On the surface, this sounds like a win for local control, right? States can move faster, address their own concerns, maybe even experiment a bit. But, and it's a big but, it also means we could end up with a patchwork of regulations. Imagine you're a startup, your AI tool is legal in California, but maybe not in Texas, or it needs a different compliance checklist in New York. That's a headache for anyone trying to scale. There are upsides, though. States can act as laboratories, trying out different approaches to AI safety and innovation. If one state gets it right, others can follow. But the risk is fragmentation. Companies might have to build 50 different versions of their product or just avoid certain markets altogether. And for users, it could mean uneven access to the latest AI tools, depending on where you live. I've seen this movie before, honestly. Back in the early days of the internet in finance, we had to navigate a maze of state-by-state compliance rules. It slowed everything down, added costs, and sometimes just made no sense. You'd have a product that worked perfectly in one state, but needed a dozen tweaks for another. I'm not saying it's all bad. Sometimes those local rules protected consumers in ways the feds hadn't thought of. But it was a real challenge for innovation. So, as we move into this new era of state-driven AI policy, tech companies and users alike are going to have to stay nimble. The landscape's about to get a lot more complicated, and honestly, I'm curious to see who adapts and who gets left behind. Alright, let's get into something that's been buzzing all over the forums lately. Anthropic's Claude 3 Opus. If you've been following the AI scene, you know Claude made a big splash when it launched. But now, there's a growing chorus of users saying, hey, is Claude getting lazier? The complaints are piling up. People are noticing that Claude's answers are getting shorter, less detailed, sometimes even a bit superficial. Tasks it used to handle with ease are suddenly tripping it up. Some folks are calling it model degradation. Others just say it feels like their once diligent assistant is now phoning it in. And look, while it's tough to know exactly what's happening under the hood, Anthropic isn't exactly broadcasting every tweak, these user reports are hard to ignore. So, what's going on? Well, there are a couple of theories. One is cost optimization. Running these massive models is expensive. So maybe Anthropic is experimenting with lighter versions or limiting response length to save on compute. Another is safety alignment. Tuning the model to avoid risky or inappropriate outputs, which can sometimes make it more cautious or less willing to tackle complex tasks. It's a tough balance. You want helpfulness, but you also need safety. Sometimes in tightening the reins, you lose a bit of that spark. And this is happening right as the competition heats up. Claude was neck and neck with GPT-4 when it launched, but now some benchmarks suggest it's slipping behind newer models like GPT-4.1 and Gemini 2.5 Pro. If users start to lose trust in Claude's consistency, they'll jump ship, especially the pros who rely on these tools for real work. It reminds me, honestly, of the early spreadsheet days in finance. You'd have a model that worked perfectly, then someone would update a formula, and suddenly the numbers didn't add up. Trust evaporates fast when the tools you rely on start acting unpredictably. AI models are even trickier. They're constantly being updated, sometimes without you even knowing. What worked yesterday might not work today. Anthropic says they're listening to feedback and working to improve things, and I hope that's true. But it's a good reminder. In AI, reliability is just as important as raw capability. If you can't trust the model to deliver, all the fancy features in the world don't matter. Alright, that's a wrap for this week's episode of Insightful AI Conversations. We covered some big moves, shifting policies, and the ever-present challenge of keeping our AI tools sharp and trustworthy. As always, thanks for listening. Keep those questions and stories coming, and I'll catch you next time as we keep debugging the future, one breakthrough at a time.
Thanks for joining us on AI and Us People, Business and the Everyday. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to follow, rate or leave a review on your favorite podcast app. It really helps others discover the show. Got questions, thoughts or topics you'd love to hear covered? Reach out on our website, nged.com. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay curious and keep thinking critically about the AI shaping our world.